Ever feel like when you're putting together a party for little kids, those games, the ones end up being more for the adults,
Oh,
really?
yeah, for sure. You
Yeah.
want the kids to be entertained,
Right.
but not like bouncing off the walls crazy.
Right. But also not lose interest after like 5 minutes,
Totally.
Well, get ready to say goodbye to that party planning stress because today we're diving into carnival games, but with a twist. We found this awesome resource. It's called 10 Exciting Carnival Party Games for Kids Under Six.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Right. And it's got all these ideas that aren't just, plain old fun. They're secretly educational, too.
Oh, sneaky learning. I love it. It's like hitting that perfect balance where they're having a blast,
Right.
but low-key leveling up some important skills.
Exactly. Okay. So picture this. You've got a room full of preschoolers, they're ready to party. How do you break the ice and get that energy going?
Well, you could always go with charades. It's a classic for a reason,
Yeah.
but why not, jazz it up a bit?
Okay, I'm listening.
It's called Circus Star Charades, all about those classic circus acts.
I am so here for
Like,
this.
imagine, right, a 4-year-old trying to mime like a lion tamer
Oh my
or a
God.
tightrope walker, pure comedy gold.
I can only imagine tiny humans trying to like balance on an imaginary rope.
Exactly. And the best part, while they're busy giggling and being little actors, they're also working on their memory, how to communicate, even word recognition, sneaky learning disguised as fun, which is exactly what you
Oh,
want at a
yeah.
party, right?
Absolutely. Gotta have that balance, though, right? Sometimes you need a little calm in the chaos.
For sure. That's where the animal cracker hunt comes in.
Oh,
It's
classic.
like it just works,
Yeah.
taps into that inner scavenger every kid has, but in a way that actually works for a party.
Okay, so walk me through this. It's like a mini scavenger hunt.
Exactly. You hide those animal crackers, they go find them. The source even suggested using little containers to hide them in, less overwhelming for the little
Oh,
ones.
smart.
Right.
And while they're busy being little detectives, they're working on those fine motor skills, grabbing those crackers. Everybody wins.
Exactly. Now, once they're warmed up with those icebreakers, it's time to get those little bodies moving.
Bring on the energy. What kind of like high energy fun are we talking?
How about a game of, are you ready for this? Trapeze artist toss.
Okay, so it's like beanbag toss, but with a twist.
You got it. But instead of bean bags, picture this. Plush toys with streamers flying through the air. You could even like decorate the hoops like circus rings.
Oh, that's so cute and visually so engaging for them.
Exactly. And here's the best part. Different hoop heights for different ages, Works for everyone.
Oh, that's clever. So the little ones can toss through the lower hoops while
Exactly.
the older kids aim higher.
Yes. You could even make you feed the animals, like cutouts of animal mouths as targets. But, much as I love a good throwing game, sometimes you need something a little less projectile based.
I hear you. What do we got?
This one's called Ringmaster's Balloon Parade. Yeah, get those balloons through an obstacle course, right? But no hands allowed.
Wait, kids, no using their hands. That's brilliant, but how?
Right. Sounds deceptively simple. But just imagine the problem solving going on. They'll be blowing those balloons, fanning, maybe even like working together, air currents, the whole thing.
Okay, that's next level creative. I love it.
Right. Speaking to teamwork, this next game really emphasizes that. It's the Balloon Buddy Relay.
Ooh, relay races are always a hit. What's the buddy part?
So instead of each kid doing their own thing, they're paired up, right? And they got to get that balloon through the course sandwiched between them.
Oh, I love it.
And of course,
Now,
no hands.
you got it.
No hands. God, I love it. It's like they're learning teamwork without even realizing it,
It's exactly. But sometimes that teamwork, it can lead to a little, let's just say a little friction, friendly friction.
Oh, yeah. Especially with a room full of preschoolers, high on sugar and party snacks.
Right.
It's like a recipe for chaos, but the good kind,
Oh, I'm very familiar with that kind of chaos.
Which is why I think this next game might be your secret weapon. Ready for this? Elephant Stomp.
Elephant stomp. Okay, that name alone, I'm already intrigued. How's it work?
So, every kid gets a balloon tied to their ankle. And the goal, stomp on everyone else's balloon while protecting your own.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Pure mayhem. I can just picture it. Tiny feet stomping around, balloons
And the
popping.
laughter. Well, maybe a few tears, depending on how early their balloon bites the dust. But hey, that's part of the fun, right?
Part of the fun, and also maybe a good reason to have some backup balloons on hand, just in case of meltdowns.
Always a good plan. And if you want another high-energy one, but maybe with less balloon casualties, Popcorn Pop Relay.
Popcorn pop relay. Okay, that sounds intriguing. And also, potentially messy.
Potentially. Okay, so you've got teams, right? Each team has a bowl of popcorn and then another empty bowl a little ways away.
Mm.
They have to get the popcorn from one bowl to the other.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Using only spoons.
That's a good one. Sneaking in some hand-eye coordination practice, too. But yeah, I can see the popcorn flying.
Yeah, broom and dustpan might be your friend for this one.
Yeah.
But a little mess never hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes with teamwork and giggles.
So true. Okay, so we've got the icebreakers, we've got the high energy stuff. What about when it's time to, like, start winding things down a bit?
Ah, yes. Got to have that energy shift, right? Everyone needs a breather, avoid the sugar crash and all that.
Exactly. Don't want to send them home wired. What do we got?
Well, this resource had some ideas for that, too. First up, circus cannonball roll.
Circus cannonball roll. That sounds surprisingly calm given the whole cannonball thing.
Right. It's like bowling, but kid-friendly. Instead of those heavy balls and pins, you're using soft foam balls or even plush toys as your cannonballs.
Yeah.
And then you set up different zones on the floor as targets.
Oh, that's smart. No worrying about little toes getting stepped on or, like, anyone trying to pick up a bowling ball that weighs more than they do.
Exactly. And here's where the circus part really comes in. They recommend giving each target zone a fun name. You know, make it more engaging, even if it's a pretty chill activity.
Oh, I love that. Do they give any examples?
Yeah. They mentioned the lion's den, clown car chaos, things like that.
Oh my God, stop. That's adorable. Okay, yes, little touches like that make all the difference. Suddenly they're not just rolling a ball, they're aiming for the lion's den.
Exactly. It's all about the story you create. And if you're looking for something truly calming, both visually and the actual activity, you can't beat big top parachute fun.
Ooh, a parachute. I mean, that's always a hit. Something so magical about seeing that thing billowing through the air.
Right. And practically speaking, that gentle up and down, working mm-hmm. together to make it happen, it's perfect for calming down after all that running around. Like a built-in chill-out session.
Love it. Okay, and speaking of calming, this next one sounds like a great way to engage those senses in a more relaxed way. Mystery box of circus wonders. Tell me more. A mystery box, huh? All right, you've piqued my curiosity. What kind of wonders are we talking about?
So imagine this. A box. But inside, there are all sorts of things. Some, like, circusy, some not. The kids, they take turns putting their hand in, can't peek, and they got to guess what they're feeling.
Oh, that's fun. It's like a sensory adventure, right? Makes them slow down, really focus on what they're feeling.
Exactly. The source even suggested adding in a few things that are totally random just to keep them on their toes.
Oh, I love that. Like, what? Give me an example.
Well, you know, like a rubber ducky.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or like a whisk from the kitchen.
In the middle of all the circus stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keeps them guessing. And you know, what's so great about all these games, it's not just the games themselves, is how you can, like, make them your own.
Right. We've been talking carnival theme, which is awesome, but this resource, it's like, it's opened up a whole world of possibilities.
Totally.
Yeah.
Think of it as inspiration. Say you've got a kid who's more into dinosaurs than clowns.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Instead of circus star charades, it's dino dance charades.
Yes. And instead of hiding animal crackers, you bury plastic dinosaurs in a sandbox.
There you go. Dino dig. Suddenly it's a whole prehistoric experience.
Exactly. You could even have them, like, make their own dino masks or something.
There you go. See? And that's what makes this resource so cool. It's not just do this, do that. It's about getting those creative juices flowing, you know?
It's about understanding what makes a party game work. Like, how do you engage their senses, get those imaginations going?
Exactly, and encourage them to move and explore, but in a way that's, like, actually manageable.
So to all you party planners out there, whether you've done this a million times or you're totally new to it, just remember, you got this.
You got this.
Yeah.
A little creativity, a little bit of honestly embracing the chaos.
Yeah.
You can totally throw a party that's fun for them and, let's be honest, not stressful for you.
That's what we like to hear. All right, go forth and party, everyone.